No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on the ticket. All right, we're going to have to move fairly quickly to get through my whole college football playoff, how it goes, who's going to be the G5 team that gets in. All right, let's light this candle. Oh, also a reminder, Carriker Chronicles returns this Sunday night, 6 p.m. Central Time, August 25th, this Sunday, 6 p.m. Central Time this Sunday night. Also, find everything ticket-related at theticketfm.com. Also on all the social medias, the Tube of You, YouTube, Amazon Prime, etc. So my 12 seed for his college football playoff. Now there's a whole bunch of teams that could possibly be in for this. App State is always a dangerous team. Always got to keep them in mind. Okay. So they're a possibility. Boise State has more returning starters than any other team in the entire G5 ranks. All right. Also, they got a former number one overall recruit transfer from USC, who's going to be their backup quarterback because he lost the quarterback competition this offseason. So Boise State's going to stick with their starting quarterback, a man that they're familiar with, Liberty. All right, bringing back their quarterback, bringing back a lot of their players. They got a pretty easy freaking schedule, if I'm being honest with you, but I do not think that they are even in the top three of the best G5 teams. If they get in, it's just purely schedule-related. Memphis basically return all their starters on offense. They return 10 starters. Okay. By the way, they also picked up Tennessee's top rusher and they picked up South Carolina's top tackler. So they're going to be pretty good. Tulane's always a team to keep their eye on, but I think they're in a little bit of a rebuild. UTSA, who knows what could happen with the Roadrunners. To me, the three teams to watch out for are Liberty. Again, that's purely schedule based. All right. Boise State, who I actually think is the best G5 team with everyone they have coming back. All right, but I'm going to go with Memphis, and it's a schedule thing. Boise State plays Oregon in week two. Memphis has a couple of chances, but of all these teams outside of Liberty that have the best opportunity to go undefeated, it's Memphis. So I'm going to go with Memphis. I think they're the second best G5 team, but I think their schedule is a little friendlier than Boise. So your first round matchups, Georgia, number 5 seed, hosting number 12, Memphis. Number 6, Oregon, hosting number 11, Alabama. Number 7, Ole Miss, hosting number 10, Florida State. And number 8, Notre Dame, hosting number 9, Penn State. Now, let's not overlook a couple of things here. According to this model, the Big Ten gets 3 teams into the college football playoff. I could see a scenario where they get 4. Again, I did not include Michigan. Michigan could easily get into this. Some people think USC could go 9-3, 10-2. I have no idea what to make of them, so we'll see. I had them at 8-4 in my preseason prediction. But the Big Ten has 3 teams in. The SEC has 4 teams in. The Big 12, 1 team in, and that's Utah. Because they're going to be the conference champs, per my prediction. So I'll probably be wrong. But I think everyone else, Arizona to Kansas State to Oklahoma State, and if Colorado's just halfway average, like I think they're just going to all beat each other up in all these high-scoring close games, and you're going to win some, you're going to lose some. The ACC, I think, gets 2 teams in. I think Miami goes 11-12-1. I think Florida State ends up 11-2, 10-2, and they both get in. Okay, the group of 5, I've got Memphis in, and an independent team known as Notre Dame. some point they won't get to have their cake and eat it too, but a topic for another day. Just think about some of these matchups, Oregon and Alabama in Eugene. That's going to be an electric atmosphere. Ole Miss and Florida State. I remember Ole Miss hosted game day a few years ago. Katy Perry was there. Those people were going bananas. They're dying for a top-tier college football team. Notre Dame and Penn State. The game of the no-helmet sticker game. But I remember watching, it was like early to mid-90s. Was Ron Paulus the Notre Dame quarterback? I was such a young kid. But they played, I'm pretty sure it was in South Bend, Penn State, Notre Dame, in like a snow game.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And that's all I remember. I don't remember who won. I don't remember anything else, but it was a snow game, but it was Penn State, Notre Dame, and it was a great game to watch. That could happen again in South Bend. Pretty good matchups. Now, who I have winning? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think the way this is seeded is always going to create a lot of upsets. Again, I think Georgia and Oregon are this may be the first, second, or third best teams in the country, and they're playing teams that are not top five teams. So I've got Georgia over Memphis, Oregon over Alabama, although Alabama has the talent to play with anybody. I just think Oregon's really freaking good. Ole Miss over Florida State. I do think that can be an entertaining game. Notre Dame over Penn State. Yep, I pretty much went with the higher seed every time, and part of that's the way this seeding is set up. I accept no responsibility for that, but that's okay. The bowl games, Ohio State, number 1 seed versus number 8 Notre Dame, if this all pans out, which it won't, but that's okay. Number 2 Texas versus number 7 Ole Miss. Again, the 4 major bowl games on January 1st that these playoff games would be played at are Fiesta, Peach, Rose, and Sugar Bowl. Then you got number 3 Miami hosting number 6 Oregon, number 4 Utah, number 5 Georgia. So the winner of those games, I have Ohio State beating Notre Dame. I have Texas over Ole Miss, an SEC matchup. All right, and I've got Oregon, who's going to be favored, but they're the lower seed, beating the higher seed Miami. And then Georgia, in what may be a closer game than some people think, because I think Utah is pretty physical. They play good defense, and they're pretty darn good if Cam Rising can stay healthy. But I've got Georgia beating Utah. So the final four matchups, number 1 Ohio State, number 6 Oregon for the third time, number 2 Texas versus number 5 Georgia. And again, Texas is only rated higher because their schedule is a little easier than Georgia's. But I have Ohio State and Georgia winning those games, and Ohio State playing Georgia in the national championship game. And if you go to my preseason rankings, I have them 1-2. I have them 1-2. I think this college football playoff is going to be insanely exciting for 2 or 3 years. And then we're going to find out there's really only about 4 teams that have a chance to win this thing realistically year in and year out, barring the random upset. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. until we get trained mentally that, hey, the 10, 11, 12 seed don't matter all that much. All we did was devalue Ohio State, Michigan at the end of the year. Again, I'm not a big fan of the 12-team playoff. It has its perks, but it's diluting other things that I value in college football that I don't have time to go in today. I've hinted at in the past, so I'll just give my champ, Ohio State and Georgia. Georgia, talented, 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 but not as veteran-laden. A little bit more unproven. And if you watch the national championships, champions of the past 2 or 3 years, especially Michigan a year ago, it's the veteran teams that come back on a mission. And Ohio State's roster may be just as good as Georgia's. The only difference is they're more veteran-laden. They've got question marks on the O-line. They got question mark at quarterback. How good can Will Howard throw it? Georgia has gigantic question marks on their D-line. No team is without flaws. You never know what can happen. I'm going to go with Ohio State and the Big Ten winning its second national championship back-to-back, 2-for-2 the past 2 years because of the veteran returning leadership on that team. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a great Monday. Have a phenomenal week. And until next time, go Big Red Nose. Remember, let's throw the bug.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.